is now time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now in the studio, as always on Friday at 3:30, is Gene Bolduc, the illustrious host of the Weekend Water Cooler and wearer of a Red Sox shirt to help us out with Kids
right.
Q today. How are you?
Number one, baby.
Yeah. I got self-conscious about my shirt today because Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro, always comes on at 4 o'clock to
yes.
talk. And the town of Carrboro very nicely posted on Twitter a picture of the mayor and myself from one of our previous conversations to promote the fact
right.
that she was going to be on the air at 4:06
right.
today. I was wearing the same shirt in that picture that I am right now.
You shouldn't have bought five of those shirts.
I should have
like
brought,
that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
That's what happened.
Nice,
I know that's what happened.
It's a nice kind of generic green shirt. You know, but
apparently
yeah. it's my Friday gear, and I didn't even realize that until today.
Instead of a big F on the tag inside the shirt, right?
Yeah, that's not there at all.
Gee. Okay, you know what? She won't even notice, except that she's probably listening to the radio right now.
She probably is, yeah.
That's the first thing she's going to say. Oh, man, same shirt?
No, same shirt again.
Yeah, geez,
oh, no.
Same
yeah.
shirt, different day.
Yeah.
I've heard that expression. It sounds different when other people say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
I'm just realizing that, you know, I'm a well-decorated Girl Scout from my youth.
Yes.
I sold many a cookie.
All right.
And, you know, part of scouting is be prepared.
Yes.
And so, of course, you know, I have an umbrella.
Of course.
It's way over
it's
there.
In the car,
safely
right?
in my
yeah,
car.
Yeah.
That's right. Once I get in the car soaking wet.
An umbrella
I
is
will
a
have, be able
really,
to have
really
to that.
Good rain repellent because if you're carrying one, it never
it's
rains.
It's absolutely not going
yeah.
to rain if you're carrying the thing, but this way, you know, it's safe.
Yes.
So no worries
you know
about
where
my
it is.
Umbrella.
Yep.
Yeah. I will melt between here and the car because if you saw The Wizard of Oz, you know what's going to
yeah,
happen
yeah.
to me when I go outside.
I also saw Wicked, though, so
about okay,
that. Yeah,
so
it might
maybe,
just be a rumor.
Maybe something else.
All right. Cool. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Of course not.
All right, here we go. Get around the radio, everyone. This is for all. Here is today's question. What would you do if you were locked in your favorite store overnight? Pre-question, what is your favorite store
well,
first?
Well, you know, you're not going to believe this.
Uh-huh.
My favorite store is something along the lines of a Staples.
Okay.
Because when I get into office supplies,
yeah.
any stationery store, this is from a long, long time ago, I just will be there. You'll find me 10 hours later still trying to decide which of 25 pens I want to buy because I'm probably going to buy all of them anyway.
Right.
So by the time anybody came for me, I would have written out all my thank you notes.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. Thank you for
yes.
coming to rescue me and bringing postage.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, that's so that, of course, along with a bookstore,
mm-hmm.
You know, without dropping any names. But I like a nice I really do miss the intimate bookshop from Chapel Hill's
yeah.
Ancient History.
The
that was just the bookstore
yeah.
of all time for
yeah.
me. So that's me.
I'm going with old-timey used bookstore, like dusty, musty books
right.
kind of crowded together
right.
in shelves where you have to kind of reef on
true.
Them to get them out.
Yeah, true.
Used bookstore for
yeah.
me as well. And if I'm locked in that store all night, first of all, even though it's my favorite store, and there's so many books to look in, I typically do manage to spend maybe an hour or so in there before getting bored and running out of things to pull apart and read. So
right.
I'm probably pulling out my cell phone and calling for help, probably about 3 hours in or so.
Yeah.
But if that's not an option and I'm locked in there all night, I'm going to the history section and the philosophy section.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
And maybe like social sciences
right.
and sociology and trying to find something cool.
You're not going
to
go reread Robinson Crusoe or something, figure out how to make a fire out of
to
magazines.
Ask me if I'm going to reread Robinson Crusoe implies some
that
misleading things
Robinson
about
Crusoe?
My having read Robinson Crusoe in the first place.
Well, I mean, you know, you could read Lord of the Flies, but if you're there all by yourself, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Well, I mean, if you're there by yourself, then you can read Lord of the Flies because...
And you can go, well, that's not going to happen to me.
I mean,
no
had
worries.
Simon been there by himself, everything would have been fine. Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's these other people who gave
him
trouble.
Or Henry or whoever else.
I mean,
else.
Here's the thing, too. If you're going to get trapped in a store all night, I mean, if your question really should be, what store would be the best store to be trapped in all night?
Grocery store, right?
No. Mattress firm. Or
mattress
store.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, okay. So in that case, like be locked in a mega store like a Target where you can raid the produce section, but also
Bed Bath & Beyond has food. They have food in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, you could, you know, it's too bad they don't have groceries in there because you could have every kind of crock pot
you could
make
plug
coffee
it in, make whatever
and,
you want.
You know, and all that stuff. And I mean, and they have,
I don't know if you could
little...
crock pot strawberry gummy bears. I don't know what would happen if you did that.
Listen, have you ever watched Chopped? You could do it. That would be a great, that would be a great stunt episode of Chopped just to bring everybody to some arbitrary type of department store.
Strawberry gummy
and
bears.
Say, you know, you're going to have to make an entree out of the checkout line.
Well, I've made Orbit Gum Fricassee for you.
That's right.
Basically, just cut it up into tiny pieces.
With
that
a
you
juicy
can eat.
Fruit reduction.
Yes.
Delicious.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. You might find out things about people's favorite stores that you didn't know. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag #KidsQ.